This podcast is brought to you by Plus One. Plus One is breaking down barriers and outdated taboos regarding sexual self-pleasure with their line of beautiful, high-performance and affordable sexual wellness devices and products. Plus One has already made major strides towards eliminating the stigma of sexual self-pleasure by making beautiful packaged sexual wellness products available at selected Dis-Chem pharmacies nationwide. Plus One devices are also available at selected intimate stores and click stores online. All products are manufactured with the highest quality body-safe silicone and are waterproof. Plus One devices have 10 vibration settings and come with a USB charging cable for ease of use. Please find at selected Dis-Chem stores or Clicks online store and follow them on Facebook at +1ZA, all written out, and Instagram +1_ZA. Thank you to Plus One for supporting and breaking the stigmas of sexual self-pleasure. This is what we need. Welcome to another episode of Open Wide Say Guess who's back? Guess who's back with a brand new track. Welcome to Open Wide Say the podcast where we talk about all things sex. We talk about everything, you know, the conversations that you wish you could have or that you wish you had a person to, you know, say the things to without being judged. Or with a little bit of judgment, a little bit of tea, a little bit of shade, a little bit of pink lemonade. But the conversations that we're missing in school, we're missing in media, we're missing in conversations with our parents, conversations with partners. It's a space where I'm like your little secret in your pocket. You know, you get to listen to me and hopefully it gets to be representative of you or feeling that you have or someone that you know or an experience that you've had. This is what Open Wide Say is all about. It's literally just a conversation around sex. You know, because I talk so openly about sex and I educate around sex and I do sexual workshops and I'm constantly looking for someone to fuck. And a lot of my work has always revolved around sex, and me, myself, I have revolved around sex. I have found a lot of energy from sex, and I have found a lot of power from sex, but we'll get into that on another episode. But today's conversation is really about what to do and that feeling of when you just don't want it. Like when your sex drive is just at its low and you just not up for the up. Like it's not going up. Nothing is going up. Nothing's going up there. And I just can't stay up. It's not in reference to any sort of genitals. It is literally in reference to like mental capacity, emotional capacity, physical capacity. I feel like 2021 has been a hangover of a lockdown, a hangover of a pandemic. We are still in the middle of a pandemic. We are still feeling it really hard down in South Africa. We are still jobless. We are still in debt. We are still, people are working in a way that I feel like we haven't worked in a long time, but people are exhausted. Like we are tired. I am tired. I'm sitting here and I'm tired. And so sometimes in that tiredness, you know, we just go and we pump and we pump and then we fuck and we do this and we party and we, you know, we live like life fast and hard and we have a lot of fun. But sometimes when our bodies and our world kind of calls us to pause and to rest and to take naps and to just like literally rest as like a resistance. Like I'm not going to work for this capitalist machine and get the little money that I get and try and get somewhere in this system of class and somewhere in the system of having wealth and somewhere in the system of success. And success looks different for all of us, right? Like, my success and what you count as success can look completely different. And the way that my sex looks completely different as well to you and to myself on a daily practice. There are just times that, like, no, I don't want it. I don't want to do it. It sounds like work. And it's just something new for me. And I was like, is it because I've hit my 30s? Like, I'm now 31. Secret, please don't tell anyone. I do not want the young queers to know how old I am. Shit, fuck. Delete. Control, I'll delete from your brain. Thank you. But yes, you know, I think once I reached my 30s, I was like, is this now an age thing? Is it an age thing? Are other people feeling this way? And I've seen like some celebrities and some young like TikTokers, you know, the Gen Z being the TikToks. And some of my, because I have really young queer friends, just speak about reaching like a capacity in life right now and how we perform for social media and perform to be together. Like, look, that we have all our shit together and we look so together, you know. But how that is just a performance and that a lot of us are like crumbling and crashing and needing rest. And I wondered, like, does that rest include our sex? Because sometimes sex is work, you know. Sex is literally showing up for yourself and showing up for the people and the person that you are adding to that sexual dynamic. But if I'm feeling really like cuck and shit ain't bad about myself and I'm not feeling sexy and I'm not feeling good and I'm feeling tired and I'm feeling emotional and I feel yucky, you know, when you just have that yucky feeling about yourself, it doesn't come down to like self-hate, but there is a lot of like ugliness towards ourselves. And the last thing I want in that type of feeling is to now have to like give love to somebody else and to make their body feel good. And that's what I want my sex to be. I want to feel so good in my sex, whether I'm getting any sort of like physical sexual pleasure. Like, you don't have to touch me. You don't have to eat me. You don't have to fuck me. I can literally be devouring you and eat you and suck your dick and lick your ass and like do the things and just be like sensual with your body. And I would still get off, right? But I'm not going to do it my best and I'm not going to do it so good if I'm not feeling up to it. And so for a while, my sex drive has just like really dropped. I have been to the doctor to check my bloods and had a pap smear and had an ultrasound, which I thought was going to be externally. It was internally as well. And that wasn't necessarily related to my sex drive, but it was an indication of my hormones and what's going on with my body. And there's nothing up. The bitch is good. I'm good. I'm healthy. I'm happy inside. In my blood, but I'm not that happy. And yes, there is like a seasonal depression going around, and we know this. When it comes to winter in South Africa, our houses are not made for cold. Like, we don't have, yes, if you're really wealthy or you got lucky somehow, you might have like, I don't know, floor heating, whatever that is, or you have an electric blanket, or you have a heater. I feel like you can hear my tummy grumbling. It's telling me that I'm tired. I'm hungry and I'm thirsty, but I'm not that thirsty. I'm not that kind of thirsty. But so our houses are cold and our bodies are cold and our bodies are tired and we want to like hibernate. And we're coming out of winter. It is spring has sprung. But I am hoping that with that like season change that we will get sprung. And that the sex will like bloom, but there's a lack of conversation around like just not being turned on. Like I what if, like, there's nothing that you can particularly do as a person, and I'm not like a goal that, like, oh, don't worry, I'm going to make you on. I'm going to turn you on. I'm going to give you sexual pleasure. I'm going to make you forget about the worries in the world. I don't think it's that. I think that if you yourself are just, like, not there, it doesn't really matter, like, what a partner does or what a person does or what people do, because you get, like, irritated. Or is that just me? I'm a miserable moo. So, but yeah, you get, like, irritated in everything that's being done or, like, trying to be done. Like, even the idea of masturbating. Like, for me to give myself pleasure is, like, lazy at the moment, you know? It's like, I watch a couple of videos, I feel myself, I tease myself a little bit, make myself weird, finish. That's if I want to tease. Otherwise, it's just like, oh, watch something, rub it out, done. And that is not like giving myself sexual pleasure. That is not giving myself like sexual joy. That is just like, I don't know, whacking one out. But even that, I don't feel like doing that. I can like watch porn and go like, oh, that the person's pretty, or like, I like that they do that, or like, that's interesting. I need to make more porn videos. And, but it's not turning me on. I'm not like soaking, or I'm not like, oh, I want this. And I don't have that like sexual energy and that sexual desire. And I'm not like hungry for it. And I just feel like, we need to know that there is like nuances. I like that word. Nuances in our sexual lives. That some people are like a yo-yo. We go hot, we go cold. We want it, we on, we off. And then sometimes it's like hills and valleys. Like they are peaks and they last. Those peaks last for a while. And you know, you're like horny for like quite a while. And you're like, you know, ravenous, and you are wanting and desiring, and like you just look at something and you see the sex in everything, and you see the sexual energy in everyone, and you see how that feeds their creativity, and it feeds their work, and it feeds their power, and it feeds their confidence, and it feeds how they like move in the world. And you can just see it. Like, I can see sexual sparks off people. And I can see, like, when people have conversations, like, ooh, this one is actually into this one. Or, oh my gosh, they really want to fuck each other. And I love that shit. Like, I really love seeing that. But then there are valleys where it is flat and just like, yeah, you get a little bit of a bump and maybe you want to fuck. And, like, but there's, like, a resonating lowness. A lowness and a flatness and a just a... just not there. I'm just not there. And before in like my sexual life that I have lived, there have been times where I felt this and I just put out, you know, like I just fuck because the person is asking and because the person wants and because there's expectation around delivering to a sexual, like, especially if you have a steady partner or, a husband, a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a them friend, a joy friend. You know, there is some sort of expectation and pressure around, like, having sex and giving sex and pleasing the person and allowing them to please you. But I just feel like people take it too personally when you say, like, no. And it's fine, you know, like, I can say no today. And like, no, later. And then be like, I'm not feeling that, like, into it tomorrow. Then the next day I have to start making excuses. You know, like, oh no, I'm not feeling so great. And my tummy is sore, my head is sore, and this is sore. Because we feel like there's an expectation, there's pressure. And I know I'm not the only person. But because I've become more comfortable in me, and I've become more, like, in tuned with myself, and I've also become a lot more honest with my partners that, like, I don't need to make excuses. Like, I'm gonna tell you now, hey, I'm feeling so good. I'm not feeling so like liquor about myself. I'm not feeling sexual. There's nothing sexual in me right now. Yes, obviously there's something sexual in me. I am a sexual being. We have sensual and sexual, like we are made up of that energy and that essence. But I can just say like, hey, I'm off. And I don't know how long I'm going to be off for, but I'm off. And so, you know, like, what do we do in situations like that? Because before, like I said, I used to put out, you know, I used to do the things and just like block out the feeling and just, you know, go in it and fake my orgasms. And yeah, I don't want to do that anymore. And I don't want people to be doing that anymore. And I hope that in a world where we have really started like communicating more and being honest more and calling things out more, that we have freedom and space to just be able to say like, hey, I'm not into this and I'm not okay and I'm not feeling it and I don't know when I'm going to be feeling it. But like, are there practical things that we can actually do for each other, for other people, for ourselves, you know? Like, I hate a bath. Everyone says, you know, like, have a beautiful aromatherapy bath and light candles and oils and spoil yourself and lay in a bath. And, you know, for me, I don't like that because we never had a shower. And so a bath feels like punishment for me. Like, I clean a bath so thoroughly before I get in and when I get out, and the water never lasts like hot long enough. And then I can't wash my hair in the bath because then that's been in the water that I've washed myself in or that I've laid in. And yes, I use the bath, but I don't like it. And I feel like I sweat in a bath. I don't really sweat in a shower. I shower too quick. Anyway, but, you know, so a bath is not something that turns me on. But candles, I love candles. I love putting on sexy underwear and taking some pictures of myself and playing some music and having a little dance. And, you know, but when I'm feeling off, even that doesn't feel enough. It doesn't feel like I can light candles and put on sexy underwear and make a video and take pictures of myself and force myself to find my sexy angles and find how beautiful I am and look at all my flaws and go like, yo, that's a liquor back at all that I wish if I was fucking myself from behind. Oh, I want to like grab that, you know, and I can get into it, but it's not necessarily a turn on. And so if you are dating me or if you are fucking me or if you are a partner of mine, I'm sure that there are things that you want to do like to me and do for me. But like, maybe we can play a game, you know, we can be blindfolded, and I don't necessarily like this thing of like losing sight is necessarily something just to play with. There are a lot of like blind people that navigate the world that, you know, so for them, you know, like it also needs to be a part of the conversation. Anyway, just felt weird to say that. And so, yeah, but like maybe we can play a game and we can have something that's not sexual, but it can get sexual. Like, let's lay in t-shirts and nothing else, or just in underwear or completely naked and read a book, and it doesn't have to go anywhere. One of my like most favorite sexual play times I once had with someone, we played Sudoku, and every time that you could fill in a block, you could do something to the other person. And so the focus of the game was really not about doing something to the other person, but it was about like mathematically and like brain stimulation, looking at the Sudoku game and going like, okay, fuck, like I need to put a 3. Where does the 3 go? Oh my gosh. And then like getting it and getting this like dopamine, getting like a rush, you know, to like be just be getting it correct and getting it the fastest and then be able to do something to the other person. And you can choose whatever that is, like licking an earlobe or making out or like licking a nipple or playing with their hair or tying up their hair or giving a fun hairstyle, you know. Or like, as long as it is consensual and that the person is okay with it. But like, you know, like maybe I love eating ass and like this time I can eat ass because, you know, I got that eight in there. And so, yeah, to just like find games and things that really take the pressure off the sex aspect. And I'm just trying to like find ways of doing that for myself that's not just based around the other person. Because I really do want other people to feel good and to feel desired. Because there's a thing about when you say no so many times and you dismiss them or you reject them, people take rejection really personally. And so they think it is a reflection of desire or attraction or wanting of them. When it's really, you just need to communicate clearly that it is about how you're feeling in yourself and it is a turn off of yourself. And to allow yourself to feel that low, but to do stuff for yourself as well. You know, if you need to rest, then to rest and not feel guilty about that. And if you need to like, I don't know, sprinkling out your cupboards and your drawers and make a little like empty space for new things to go to. And make a little like a little self station, you know, like where you have a little mat and you put down a pillow and you stretch and you lay and you light candles and you read some book or you listen to a podcast. And you just give yourself that 20 to 40 minutes or an hour on this mat, listening and, you know, just like, or journaling and writing down stuff and, you know, giving a little bit of space to you, whatever you feel like lifts you out of that like groggy, yucky feeling. Go for a walk in the sun. If you can't go for a walk because of lockdown and you're inside, like stretch, dance it out, like put on silly music and dance it out. Even if it's just one song and you gave yourself that little bit of joy, exercise, skip, twerk, do it like a YouTube, twerk along, twerk tutorial. They fun. They feel ridiculous, like the isolation of your back and your bum. Find things that just lift yourself out a little bit and do what you can each day. Like this morning I felt shit. I played some music. I did a little bit of reading. And then I put on a little bit of makeup. I don't feel like makeup, but that's what I did. And it wasn't for anyone else, by myself. And I pulled myself to the studio to be here. You know, maybe tomorrow, if the sun is shining, I will go for a walk. I will watch funny videos, but try not to get like trapped into just like, you know, TikTok world where we lose hours. Yo, that thing sucks us in. Wow. Like data and just time, my day, my brain's energy sucked, gone to TikTok. Can't get those hours back, but thank you. And so, yeah, do something, play it, do Sudoku or a word search or like something for your brain. And, yeah, just try and pull yourself out of the things just a little bit, and communicate to your people why you are feeling this way and how you are feeling. And even if you don't have the why and you don't have the words to exactly explain how you're feeling, just let them know it's not about you. This is really not about you. I love you. I want you. I desire you. You are amazing. You are beautiful. You are sexual. You are sexually attractive. You are everything. But me, myself, I am low right now. I'm not feeling sexual. I feel shit. I feel yucky. I feel down a little bit. My sex drive is low. And I don't know how long that's going to be going on for. And maybe that allows you to, I don't know, let the person get whatever they need to get in other ways, through porn, through self-stimulation, through self-pleasure, through other people, if you're open to that, and just, you know, just be honest with yourself and also with the person. But just remember that there are maybe some things that we can do to lift ourselves up a little bit. And what we can do with ourselves, of teasing and of playing and of taking photos of ourselves and finding ourselves sexual. And wrap yourself out with that coconut oil or whatever body oil you like. And get in between your toes and like the back of your neck and behind your ears and behind your knees and across your breast and all your like chest and, you know, and onto your genitals and rub your pussy out and your dick out with like some good coconut oil. Even if that is not sexual, our bodies need that type of stimulation and we need massage and we need moisturizer. Don't come in with your dry asphalt skin. That's like that grayish look for those that don't know. You know, like, let's look after our bodies still. And maybe in doing that, we will turn ourselves on. But also allow yourself to feel being turned off. And it is okay to have a low sex drive. And to have that, like, fluctuate as well. That is completely okay. And not everyone is going to be, like, on all the time. Like, everyone... It's not just like, oh, yes, fuck me right now. That is, you know, it's going to take like foreplay, stimulation, the idea, turning on, work around that, you know. So even when you are turned on, you give yourself that amount of time and you give yourself that amount of space to like be turned on and get wet or to like want it or to get hard. And so we must allow that like time and that play when you are not that on. And a lot of people have a low sex drive and, you know, take hormones or take supplements and take tablets and, you know, like check out their hormones and take, you know, like take things. We are so, we have normalized Viagra to get hard and we should also like normalize antidepressants and mental health medication and what that medication is to you. That can be Western medication, it can be traditional medication, it can be therapy, it can be walks, it can be exercise, it can also be hormones, it can be supplements. Just allow yourself. Like, I feel like it is a universal feeling. Like, if I'm seeing celebrities from all over the world going like, oh my gosh, we are just not okay, it's like a world. We are not okay. As humans, we are not okay. As a collective, we are tired. We have a pandemic hangover. We are exhausted. Capitalism and like working has exhausted us. And from exhaustion, it's difficult to find gratitude. It's difficult to find fun. It's difficult to find sex and like sexual pleasure. And so I just wanted to be real with you today and let you know that even this like, I don't know, queer sexual being that is always like hunger and wanting of sex and desiring sex and talking about sex and working around sex and that I am also feeling it and that I'm not that turned on. And it's difficult to like love and give sex and give like attention to other people when I'm just like, I want a holiday and I want a break and I want to also be turned on. And I just feel, you know, low. And so, yeah, I just wanted to be real and open up and open wide and say, I feel like I'm in someone there. You know that feeling? Okay. As long as, you know, this is a space to also be like affirmed and that I hope it is affirming to you. Hey, I'm also going through that and other people are also going through that. And so, yeah, this episode, I just wanted to be real and be honest that, you know, sometimes it is what it is and we're allowed to have our feels and we're allowed to sit in our feels. So look after yourself, do the things to lift yourself up, be honest with your peoples that you're fucking, be honest with yourself, play with yourself, give yourself time, take the pressure off, play games with yourself and with your people and look after yourself. You are worthy. You are sexy. You are desired. You are delicious. You are amazing and you deserve pleasure and you deserve rest. Rest. Especially if you are a person of color. If you are black, like, rest. You have served the world. Rest. And so thank you. Thank you for listening to another episode of Open White Say Ah. This has been a pleasure. And listen to more, subscribe, share, tell your peoples. Follow me at Lekker Lolas, LekkerLolas. Lekker Lolas. And support POC podcast. Thank you. Lots of love.
Yes, sir.